Well, today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Philip went down to Samaria. This is not Philip the Apostle. This is Philip the Deacon. He's one of the seven deacons. And he goes to Samaria, and he has great success. The crowd listens to him. They're impressed by him. Philip performs exorcisms and heals people. And they accept baptism, and they become believers. And this word gets to Peter and John, who then go to Samaria, lay their hands upon the people, and they receive the Holy Spirit. On the face of this is very unusual, because Samaritans and the Jews had nothing to do with each other. So how did Philip have such success? Because the foundation had been laid. Think back to Lent. Think back to the third Sunday of Lent, when you heard the story of the woman of the well, the Samaritan woman who came out at noon to draw water. And Jesus was there. And they have amazing conversation about what living water is and what eternal life is going to be coming through the Messiah. And this woman becomes convinced that Jesus is the Messiah. And she goes into town and she tells her fellow Samaritans who come out to meet Jesus. They're so impressed, they have Jesus stay with them for 3 days. So Philip had great success telling them. This is just a couple of years after that event at the well, by the way. No more than 2 years after. And he goes there, and they have great success, but the foundation had been laid. They were prepared. And that's how I want to think about Mother's Day, how the foundation is laid, how we are prepared. Because when I think of my mother in terms of faith, she truly helped lay the foundation of the faith in my life. I remember one of my first memories is kneeling before a statue of the Infant of Prague. Anybody remember the Infant of Prague? It was very popular more than a half century ago when I was a kid. But anyway, and my mother, the first prayer she taught me was the Angel of God. And then she taught me the Hail Mary. And then finally, Our Father. The Our Father was tough. I got to admit, the Our Father was tough, especially the part, forgive us our trespass, the part about as we forgive those who trespass against us, something I've always struggled with. You know, but I'm getting it down. I've been working on that. But that is the foundation. She taught me my prayers. Now, her and Dad always took me to Mass. We never missed Mass. We never missed a holy day. We were there. But a foundation was laid. Now, of course, as you grow up, you're going to make your own decision. But if you have a strong foundation of faith laid, then there's a good chance that that person is going to make a decision to continue to build upon that foundation of faith. And so that's how I want to honor all of our mothers today. Because in most cases, you're the ones who lay that foundation of faith in your child. Now, I want to do something special. Obviously, we could not invite all the dismiss the kids today because we're giving out the festival tickets today. By the way, they'll be on the right-hand side on the way out. Please pick them up. We mail them, we gotta pay the postage. So please get your festival tickets. So I wanna do something special anyway. So I invite all the kids down, and not just the grade school kids, the K through sixers, but the high school kids as well. And my servers here will now pass out to your children a flower to give back to their mother. So come on down, if you wanna give your mother a flower, come on down over there. Over there. They're gonna pass them out. Will all the mothers please stand? And if you're with your mother, you stand and hold their hands, please. Loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And we ask this in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. All right, give your mother a big kiss and give him a round of applause.